This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon. How is everybody? I'm going to ask everyone to please stay calm. Please stay in your seats. Steve's cooking, question mark? All right, listen, I have a Tiger power stat to get to at 3. Everybody can get involved on it. I think you're going to really enjoy it, and it's about who's most responsible for it. Also, happy Bobby Bonilla Day to everybody.
Yes.
Ironic, because I know some feel that somebody in this town doesn't show up to work and still gets paid.
Well,
Steve's cooking. So look,
yeah, you know what? I did not realize that initially he was owed $6 million. And yeah, somehow
it's turned into that. So yesterday I came on the air and I may have made a horrible mistake, but I'm going to stand by it because I have no outs. I mean, I'm all in. I'm on a draw. And the river card's coming down. So here I am. I said I had to believe that because Tarasenko was given away to clear cap space, Stevie was cooking. He was in the kitchen, that a big move was coming. Well, things. The last 24 hours has happened, including Keandre Miller is now not a Ranger. He's a Hurricane. And the Rangers have signed a guy who might have made you better in Gavrikov. Question mark? I still think something's going to happen.
Maybe. I was about to say, if we offer him the lifeboat, would you come?
No.
To our side?
I can't.
Come Why on. Do you still think something's going to happen? I'm come baffled on, right. by this perspective.
Scott,
come.
Okay.
Scott.
Because it makes no sense for there not to be a move. Look, I don't know that I would be able to conjure up anger. I think it would become full apathy. Just a literal who gives word that rhymes with duck. If Steve Yzerman doesn't make an A-list move here to move this thing forward, make this team better, doesn't get a top six forward, doesn't get a top pairing caliber defenseman, then I don't know why he's here, and I don't know why anyone bothers. I don't know why fans will defend him. I don't know why people spend their hard-earned money. I don't know why anybody does anything as we head into the centennial. Because, Rico, I know you guys right now have a 75% chance of winning this hand. I get it. But I'm pot committed.
You want an A-lister.
I just have someone call up and argue the validity of my point. Not about whether I'll be right, because I know I have the sinking feeling I'll be wrong. I dare any MF to call up and tell me that I'm not making sense and that it all lined up, maybe past tense, for the Wings to make a move. I hate the term splash because a splash somehow signifies you overpaid or you did it for jollies and farts. Like, no, a splash can just be I brought a high-level player in and it's time to be good again.
Yeah, see, for like I said, for me, a splash is somebody that you're like, wait, is this real?
Right.
Did we just get this person?
I'm giving him time.
He
acquired DeBrincat 8 days after free agency started. I have to use history as thy guide. I don't know what else to say.
Use history as a guide. History tells you that nothing will happen and we'll be very confused.
It also tells me you'll call in sick 23 times this year, but you know what? There's hope for you.
He wants the A-list. There's no A in Detroit, buddy.
Wow. Bars. Can the hockey elite assist? I really would love to hear from the hockey elite because I'll be your Guido Pinata if that's what's necessary. I'll do whatever you need.
You're not wrong. Everything you're saying is right.
Here's a loaf of semolina. Hit me with it. My point is...
Everything you're saying is right. Everything you're saying...
But how can I be so wrong?
Because...
What is happening here?
Because my opinion looks like, seems like, there's no fire to say you got to do this within a certain time or else. So... You know what? This has been my plan. It's a slow cook, and he came out and told you beforehand. There's people out there, but...
Yeah. Okay, but hold on. You can keep repeating what he said, and I'm just going to keep telling you, DGAF. I don't care.
Okay, but
No. Hear me. Okay. We're on the same team.
Okay.
He can say it. It doesn't mean I don't think it's a horse bleep comment.
But he's never just said this and done that.
I
say this and I did this.
It's so bad.
You grow up and Big G says, Mike, we're not going to McDonald's. You're not like, we're going to McDonald's. We're going to McDonald's. He's like, son, I told you we're not going. And then the whole ride you're saying, Dad, are we stopping here? Son, what part of we're not going did you not understand? This is what I'm going to do.
But you're rebuilding 7 years in was a different level of expectation than taking me to McDonald's. It can't be the same. And we didn't have money. Steve has money. I mean, he's got all the money for all the French fries. They have money.
Just
BG didn't have money. Steve has money.
Right. But kind of like Big G, Steve's saying, I'm not going to be spending this money. I have it. And I'll look, and if I see something, but chances are I'm not.
Look.
We're not stopping.
I don't care about the free agent market. I've always thought a trade was going to be how it had to happen. The Gibson thing is fine enough. Gave it a B. If he's healthy, he's an improvement. The problem is he's rarely healthy. I do think his numbers are kind of muddied up because he was on an Anaheim team that led the league in the worst category. Shots given up, quality chances. I think John Gibson can help you. I'm not mad about that. But we went in with clearly defined needs. Needs that your prospects are not ready to fill.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
How can we sit here again? I had to believe when he got rid of Tarasenko to create more cap space, there was more. Now, I'm not going to panic on July 1st at 2 p.m., but a case in point, Bo Byram's out there. Apparently, there are trade conversations. 4 teams are listed. You're not one of them. It's L.A., Vegas, a couple others. It just... St. Louis is one of them.
It finally happened. The offer sheet conversation is finally happening with a big name like Bo Byram, and you're not involved in it.
Well, we don't know that. The mystery offer sheet team hasn't been revealed. But if Bo Byram signs for $8 million, correct me if I'm wrong, even though I'm a complete doorknob, apparently, when it comes to hockey, you would have to give up a first, second, and third.
So the updated value is closer to just north of $7 million, which would be a first and a third now that I see it.
Okay. I mean,
so you keep your second.
Yes. I mean, Kenny, younger player who injuries have kind of slowed his growth, but still quality and still could help you. Would you do it?
Yes, without even thinking about it, yes.
So, Mike, did the re-signing of Patrick Kane move the needle any for you?
No. The only reason he's here is because he's best friends with DeBrincat's kids.
Okay.
Man,
I'm trying to help you out right now.
There's no help. He's 36. He's due to fall off a cliff anyways. And you sign him to an incentive-laden deal. It's $3 million on base. And then if he does a bunch of other cool stuff, he could get to $6 million. But he's here because he's got loyalty to family, loyalty to his friend, loyalty to his kids. Like, that doesn't even count.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, like, that... I don't even give you credit for keeping him. The guy wants to be here, which is mind-numbing.
It was a move?
No, it's
not. Question mark?
No, because even last year, what was your biggest move? Bringing Kane back. Oh, Showtime's back. Is that going to be your big move again?
Yeah, that's a $3 million signing. It's nothing.
So that's not laser beams?
It's peanuts. It's nothing.
No laser beams?
None of this is laser beams. So look, I leave it to the people. I'm going to keep the faith. He's got to have something up his sleeve.
Or is it like, I know it was tongue in cheek with the morning show. Are they saving up for next year to go get McDavid?
Oh, I'm not doing those shows. Come on, man. I'm not. I heard Jim, and then like the ticket texters were like, oh, yeah, well, how many cups has he won? And I'm like, cool, we're making fun of a guy who's been to back-to-back cup finals, including a game seven, and lost to arguably the best team in the last 15 years of hockey. If that's your win, awesome, man.
Right. Here's also, you know who else wants him? 31 other NHL teams.
Kenny, I didn't want to bother you, but I heard that and I was laughing. Like, it started off tongue-in-cheek, but then it kind of went to like, well, maybe that could be a strategy. I'm like, well, so we're giving him another year. So
no, I want to hear from the people, and I don't even know if the people have the energy to do it. I'm going to hold out hope he's got something cooking. I just have to. Because nothing else makes sense.
You hang in there, buddy.
I will.
Drop off the Gatorade and protein bars.
Dude, I'm DiCaprio freezing to death in the Atlantic.
And that's what I'm saying.
Iserman is Rose up on that board chilling.
I'm your friend. I'm going to drop. You know what? I'm going to get you to McDonald's. Big G never got you.
There you go. Okay. You're making my dad sound like a deadbeat. That is just,
I was wondering.
It's just not accurate.
I love Big G. You know just that great man. Great man.
Has Stevie broken the hockey elite? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm not going to make it like, again, I haven't flipped out over any one particular player, and I never thought free agency was the greatest idea in the world. I thought trades. Honestly, you have a glut of prospects, and you have a roster crying out for kind of an alpha, at least in the top six forwards. And if you want to tell me, bringing over Pelika will help you on the blue line. I'm not mad about that. Okay, fine. But gee whiz, man. These other Eastern Conference teams, I mean, Carolina was already a wagon. They just got more wagon-y. Mm-hmm. Montreal was better than you. They just added Noah Dobson. I mean,
that you were hoping that the Wings would be at.
Right. How many more teams are, like, what are we doing? Like, thank God Buffalo's a collection of idiots. They got rid of Peterka, which didn't make a lot of sense. Now we're talking about trading Byram. I mean, honestly, just trade Owen Power while you're at it. Like, remember when we wanted to create the Power Hour? Oh, man.
Remember that.
Those were the days. All right. Well, Hockey Elite, if you want to talk about it, who's with me? What is your level of belief Stevie's got something cooking? And if you don't, you're going to end up being right with Rico and Kenny. But I got to hold the fort for a few days. I have to. He got to bring it 8 days after free agency started. I have to give that amount of time. I'll throw the number out. Let's see if 10 people care. 248-539-9797. Hopefully no one signs in the commercial break. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your Detroit Red Wings have made a signing.
Oh my God, is this the moment where I get you two off my back?
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you 26-year-old perennial nobody, Ian Mitchell, defenseman coming from Boston.
You know what? Right there. Okay. Go to hell.
Kenny, let's break down Ian Mitchell.
No, let's not.
I literally had to Google him. That's
Ian
how
Mitchell's
little I know.
Family
about
doesn't
guy.
Know he's in the NHL. Are you serious? That's what you know. And you know I'm hanging by a thread over here. I'm trying to stay positive. So, I had a bot as the first caller of the day. He was like, no, it's a long process. We don't need free agency. Of course, that guy hung up. So, and then David's telling me, yeah, people are basically like, I hate this team and I'm apathetic now. I mean, why? Why even sign that human being?
You just haven't reached acceptance phase like me and Rico.
Are we more excited about Ian Mitchell or Caris LeVert? 248.
Honestly? Push.
248-539-9797. I think, Mike, people have hit the point apathy has kicked in where you're tired of getting kicked in the ding-ding. You're tired of waiting and waiting and waiting and
why
not
why is the first caller today
anything?
Someone who's not apathetic and they're willingly telling you this is a long process, we don't need free agents. That was the first call of the day today.
I wish those people still exist. I wish that person was, and feel free to call in. 248-539-9797. But I think a lot of people have that reaction of I'm not willing to get hurt again. I put myself out there for the last couple of summers, and nothing happened.
All right, David Ticket Text, what are they saying?
35-year-old hockey fan, and I literally will not waste my time one more second with this team. This is a joke. That is Todd in Ann Arbor.
All right, he's fired up for the centennial.
The Wings aren't going to do anything again. Zero urgency, zero drive. I'm done. I'm out.
Centennial, y'all.
I have a one-year-old, and I am currently thinking that the Wings' next run of the Cup will be when she graduates high school. I am done with this team.
Hashtag laser.
What logo would you like at mid-center ice?
Kenny was right. Crickets in Detroit. Screw this team.
Okay. Wonderful.
I feel like Yzerman is making all the moves with the intent of making splash moves. He's just failing to convince people to play for him and Detroit. I'm ready to fire him soon, Matt and Wixon.
Look, here's where I'm at. Make the playoffs this year or fire Yzerman. That's it. Make the playoffs this year or this has to end. I look, I'm giving him time here to make a move. But, I mean, case in point, I'm not telling you, and I think I've been very reasonable, and I also think it would be insanely dishonest for me to go yelling and screaming about, you know, Gavrikov, like I've watched 8 billion hours of tape on him. The bottom line is you use resources, you know what players are thought of in the league, you know someone can or cannot help you based on data, based on opinion of experts, etc., okay? The point is 7 years, $49 million, and he goes to the Rangers. There just seems to be a block that Yzerman will not dole out term.
Yeah, I think the frustration kicks in for a lot of fans, and Kenny, help me out if I'm wrong. You don't understand what's going on. You don't understand what he's doing because, okay, we're waiting for some of these guys to come up and help the team, except for apparently they're not good enough to come up here. So all of the years that you were waiting and people were like, well, just wait till this guy gets here. Wait till Kosa gets here. Wait till all of these people get here, and they're not. So now it's like, what are we doing? Where are we going? It's like a ship with one oar. We're just going around in circles.
I'm guilty. I thought everything pointed towards a big move, and I'm stupid. I don't know.
You're not stupid, Mike.
I have to just give it a few more days because, again, the DeBrincat thing is the only thing. That is the frozen board from the lifeboat on the Titanic that I am clinging to.
You know what? And here's what I want to be. I want to be the guy that turned the rescue boat around and went back and looking for survivors. I'm going to come back for you. Okay. I will not let you freeze out in the water.
It's already happened. I'm already dead.
He's already frozen, man.
David, I'm turning the boat around. There's people out there.
We just signed a guy named Frank Mitchell. He doesn't even have a picture on Google. Let's go to Nick 97.1. Nick, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, I'm pissed off. What's the difference between Ian Mitchell and Carter Bear? Absolutely nothing. They're not going to make a difference in 4 years. And I'm disgusted by it. Right now, I look at Stevie Y. What has he done? Let's be real honest with all the fans out there. DeBrincat, second half of the first year of his signing, he disappeared, and he was like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Last year, look at his numbers. If he has another year like that, do you think that was a good signing? Is he a bust? 100%.
Look, I don't want to pin, Nick, here's all I'll tell you. I don't want to pin it all on one move. If you look at the collective, name the top five. If he's been here for, this is going into his seventh offseason, right? Nick, can you name me the five best pro player personnel moves he's made?
I cannot. I've been making a couple.
And that's my frustration because we can't be hanging on to draft record. The draft record has not yielded wins. It has not yielded the playoffs. And the draft record is only as good as what you do with those players, meaning you have to be willing to move off of some of these guys to get ready-made pieces. Nick, if I ask Kenny to name the best trade and signings he's made, it would probably be Patrick Kane off a resurfaced hip and what? Give me the five best moves. It wouldn't be Andrew Kopp. It wouldn't be JT Compher. It wouldn't be Petrie. It wouldn't be Hall. It wouldn't be letting Gazdusbear walk out the door. It wouldn't be, who would it be? Any of the goalie acquisitions? No. If Nick is calling to bring it into question, then it can't be that. You inherited Larkin. Like, who? What are the player personnel moves that let me know you're elite? I'm looking to Kenny, and Kenny won't talk to me. He's leaving me out here to die again. Damn it, I'm freezing in this water. Rose, help me. What? Like, if I ask you, name the five best pro personnel moves they've made, what are they? Come on. This is the time. This is the moment.
We're bringing the boat around.
This is where DiCaprio gets a cup of hot cocoa.
Not one, but two Red Wings signings.
Come on.
We have Buffalo Sabres nobody Jacob Bernard Docker. Never heard of him until I saw the Red Wings post. And we have washed-up NHL veteran James Van Riemsdyk, 1 year, $1 million.
The guy who was with the Flyers for 30 years?
Yes.
Didn't he play with the Broad Street Bullies?
Get hyped. We got JVR season.
Okay.
Come on, Scott. Come on.
Jack!
Blowing that whistle.
When will you break? This has to stop. Mike, we're all here. We're all worried about you.
I don't want to laugh because I want to cry. That's me. That's me. Watching the Iser plan freeze and die. And I hate it, Rose. Her family was broke as a joke, and she held on to that damn ruby for all those years.
Yeah.
God, what a witch. All right, James Van Riemsdyk and who?
Exactly. That is the correct answer.
Who?
Jacob Bernard Docker spent some time with the Sabres.
Guys, really come on, man. Guys with three names are usually good, right?
We got James Van Riemsdyk. We got Jacob Bernard Docker. We're coming out aces here, Mike.
I'm serious. This is an appeal to the public, and I have a number of people who want to talk, and I'm going to get right to you. Can I ask, with no fear of reprisal, no yelling, I won't hang up on you, I won't be mean. Hell, I'll leave the studio if you just don't even want to talk to me. Can you explain any of this? This is where I've reached. I can't drop a chair. I can't yell and scream. What are we doing?
I got three words for you.
Okay, you can't say those on the air.
No and no.
You signed Ian Mitchell. Who? You signed, who was it? Bob
Jacob Rock-a-Docker? Bernard Docker.
Okay. And James Van Riemsdyk, who's got to be pushing 40. Why is this happening? Are we bad people in this city?
It's all setting up for the power move.
I know, and I have to. I'm not even going to do it because
you're not far off. He's 36 for JVR.
I mean, Kenny, I wasn't joking. I mean, it just. I'm not going to say it because you'll play the damn Titanic clip again, but I'm just going to hold firm. There's got to be something. Come on. There has to be. If this is it, why do we exist? I feel like I'm Neil Tyson Degrassi. Like I'm like something like interstellar planes and universes. Like, why do we exist on this rock floating through space if this is the Iser plan in year 7?
I feel like your eyes have just been opened right now.
Just blow the whistle. I know you want to do it. Go ahead.
And it's just like, I just want to be there for you right now.
You can't.
I do.
Listen.
Because you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. And I think a lot of Wings fans feel that way because they wanted you to be right. And you know what? I wanted you to be right.
This is the moment.
I wanted you to be correct.
This is the moment.
And it's like, it's almost like they're just messing with you right now.
I can't conjure words. I feel like the Iser plan is a Chappelle skit. Like when he did MTV Cribs and he's like, I got my own shoes. Like Steve is doing offensive things. Not that he's operating a sweatshop. I'm saying
So basically he's walking in saying, F your couch.
Yes. Putting his muddy boots up on there. Charlie Murphy,
like, yo, couch.
One to five fingers, say to the face. That's what Steve's doing to me right now. This is Wayne Brady when he goes to collect from the hose and he's shooting people. Why is Steve hurting us?
Mikey V, I got a joke for you. What did the five fingers say to the face?
Fuck. Steve is Rick. Steve is Rick James with his muddy boots. Okay. Please, someone help me from the hockey elite. Please, someone save me. I'm actually jealous of Jack and the Titanic right now.
Because at least he died.
At least he froze to death and didn't have to see the end of the offseason.
Read something.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Wings fans, where you at? You're seeing what's going on or the lack of what's going on. Have you reached that point of just, let's face it, apathy? You don't know quite how to feel because you don't know what the plan is. What is the Iser plan? 248-539-9797.
We'll save you, Mike.
David, a couple ticket texts, and we'll hit the phone line.
To hell with the ticket texts. We're going to the people.
Just straight to the phone.
Okay. Just please. Justin, you get the first shot at fixing everything. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, Rico.
Hey.
How's it going? I said death taxes and signing vets over 35. I think that's the Iser plan. I don't know. We got Madonna Alfredson. Just got JBR. He would have been sick when 2016 when he was in Toronto. There's a couple names out there, and, you know, Elliot Freeman came out today and said that Ehlers isn't going to make a decision until tomorrow. He's a free agent. He was good on the Jets. Granlin, I think, is still available in Dallas. And one name that might be helpful is Klingberg in Edmonton. He kind of fell off since he was in Dallas, but he'd be cheap. He'd be better than Hull.
Right, but hold on. Let me stop you on the last one. Quote, being better than Hull. Hull is up for being the singular worst player who plays professional hockey. He is an atrocity. That's not the standard. Justin, we need a top pairing defenseman and a top six forward. Like,
yeah, absolutely. And I'll get to that. I'm just saying that I think Pelika will come up, so maybe a good mentor. So there's maybe 4D. Okay. Then we get into the trades. I like Byram, even though I just read the article that we're not one of the top four, which
never are.
That's the whole conversation, right? Is like, why? And then, if you're looking at forwards, obviously like the Robinson thing's been in talk and everything like that. But, there's a lot of Avs fans too that kind of want Girard traded. And he's a defenseman. He's kind of been up and down. But I would say he's top four. But I would just say the last thing is it's almost like what the Iser plan is from this last few years, that it's kind of what's been going on, but it hasn't been working. And it's kind of like, what the heck?
That's where I'm at.
He's like signing these veteran guys to almost burn time until his guys come up. And I don't know if it's like an Oedipus complex or something, but that's a lot of risk because you don't know if these guys are going to pan out. I thought Casper took a jump, but it's risky. And it's what, 8 years?
Seven.
Or whatever it is.
This will be year seven, and I just...
Oh, seven. Okay, yeah.
I rarely find myself at a loss for words, both because it's what I do for a living. And Justin, I don't know, man. I tried to be very optimistic yesterday.
I don't know. No one knows. There's no hype.
No, and it's you don't get anything. You don't, like, maybe people don't care about the Pistons. At least there was news. Hey, I don't like Caris LeVert, but they're signing Caris LeVert. Hey, they might attempt to go get Malik Monk. Like, something.
Their name is out there.
Right. This is something that is entirely different, and I want to say it again. NHL free agency is largely a myth. There is a reason, and I don't know if Kenny agrees or disagrees, but there is a reason I was borderline, intracted on the Noah Dobson thing, because I always knew trades is what have to happen in the NHL. Free agency is just not a real pathway to getting the best player you can. They didn't do it. I mean, I'm an Islanders fan, and I go, that's dirt cheap for Noah Dobson. 25 years old, right-handed shot. And, but he wasn't good last year. The whole team stunk and he had an injury. The bottom line is, if you're not going to make trades, this is what happens. Because free agency, Steve has not shown an ability to get anybody unless you got B. Arthur's hip. And then the guys you do get, I'd almost fall over right now if he gave somebody 7 years a term. I feel like he's got like a moral code or something here.
If he gave somebody 7 years a term, I would say Steve, blink twice if you're being
right. Right. Like he's doing Morse code by blinking his eyes.
Lasers.
Lasers. Go to Ron, 97.1. Ronnie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Good, Ron. What the hell's going on? Talk to me.
Buddy, let me tell you this. I just feel like Eisman is a guy that he says, I want player X. And when player X is gone, he don't know what to do. And I've asked this question before. Who's with him in Tampa? Because somebody had to be making those signings and trades over there. It couldn't have been him. Because he just doesn't have – it just looks like he just doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, and I'm at a point now, Ron, I think you do have to question Chris Draper and this entire pro scouting. And it's been – to say bad would probably be stating it lightly. Ron, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot. I thought the Tarasenko thing was like he's gearing up to do something. And he still might. And I'm going to take the abuse from Rico and Kenny. But it's like, Ron, when they're signing another 40-year-old player and they're signing guys that don't even have profiles on Google, like, Ron, what the hell are we doing?
Mike, here's a stat for you. And this is true, and I checked it out also. So to sign Byram, it would cost us a first and a third. Okay? Right. Do you know that in the NHL draft, only 25% of the second rounders make it?
Yeah.
So you tell me that I can have Byron for a first, second, and a third? I got it. Do it. It's a done deal. But well, I wanted Byron, and I wanted the guy from your team, the Islanders. Because
what, Dobson?
We can't keep the puck out of the net. You know, we continually go after the goaltenders when they're facing a barrage of shots in their own zone.
Well, and you factor in, you had the worst penalty kill in the history of the sport. I mean, you're right. No goalie's going to stand up to that. You could have had, Heinrich Lundqvist in his prime. He wouldn't be able to stand up to – it's like playing in Anaheim for John Gibson. I'm not mad at John Gibson. Who the hell could thrive there?
Yeah, but, you know, we just continually to do this to set things up. And then last thing, Mike, what bothers me is this. So then Eisman comes out here at the end of the season, him and McQuillan, and they sit right in that chair, and they say, we got to become a team that's harder to play against. I mean, okay, James Van Riemsdyk, really?
I know.
Is this going to make teams like, oh, man, hey, it's going to be hard to play against us, right?
Right. Like, if you wanted to back that comment up, and let me say this, because, I mean, Ron, I don't want to get attacked by the Hockeynistas. I'm just making a point. I'm not endorsing this. But if you want to be harder to play against, then why is Evander Kane in Vancouver? That guy's a pain in the ass. He's kind of a rat. He's an instigator, right? You can get – Kenny has talked about Ruslav Gudas for 2 years now.
Yes.
Okay? You want to be harder to play against? That's the type of player.
Corey Perry just went to, I think, L.A. for like a song, like $3 million. I'm not saying that's your solution to the team, but that is harder to play.
You're making an example that if you want to make your words mean something, those are the players you bring in. As we sit here now, and it doesn't mean the offseason's over, and I know, I'm still hoping he's cooking up something. He's done none of it. And to Rico's point, guys, his comment holds true. Every minute that goes by, it holds true. Yeah, free agency is going to be tough.
Yeah, a lot of players, a lot of teams.
Possibly the best teams.
A lot of players, a lot of teams.
But it's like the names come off the board, and it's a lot like what I talked about with the Pistons. It's trades, not free agency. And I don't understand what we're holding on to here. I mean, who's got a better war chest than the Wings? They have cap space. I'm not telling you they have the most cap space, but they are, I believe, top 10 in cap space as we sit here today. They have the prospects. They have the here's my mistake. I assumed they would have the urgency and motivation, and here we sit. And I totally understand that teams have data. We don't. Teams, look, there might be a big name out there, and a team looks at him and goes, that guy's a stick in the mud. Don't like him. But it can't be everybody. It's to your point about the Pistons. When Piston fans shoot down all of our ideas,
right,
and these same idiots now are literally sucking Caris LeVert's toes.
Right.
Yeah, how's that taste? But they shot down all our ideas, right. But these are the same people
not
trying
good
to
enough.
spin their way into a Caris LeVert hero arc.
Right. Nobody's good enough. Well, we can do better.
Well, he played at Michigan. 248-539-9797. Guys, help me understand. Does anyone want to stand with me or freeze in the water with me? Eisenman's got to be cooking up something, right? Right? DeAndre Miller, gone. Gavrikov, gone. A lot of the other guys didn't hit free agency. They didn't trade for Dobson. But we got to keep hope alive. Right? Jace Robertson, maybe? That's nice. That's nice. That's great. Okay, if you're just joining, it has been a rather lively start to the show. We are going to move football today to next hour because Wings fans want to talk. And I look, yesterday, I just want to set this up and then we're going right to the phones. I was very optimistic. The Tarasenko thing just made me feel like, okay, he's cooking up something big. Like it's happening. They're going to make the A-list move. And no, please, I beg of you not to call with this angle. Oh, what are we, one player away from a cup, jackass? No, I know that. But it doesn't mean you can't get better. Better is legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't start stacking players so that you do become one player away.
But all this is right now, as they've signed somebody named Ian Mitchell, the guy who used to be James Van Riemsdyk about a decade ago, and then a guy with three names I can't pronounce. The point is, it's more of the no-risk, very limited upside signings that Yzerman makes. And I think in your seventh offseason, the time to be super risk-averse is over. And I'm still holding out hope there's something. Because I don't know how you could go to this fan base in the Centennial where they're going to do all these special events, and it's already kind of a powder keg. And I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know what percentage of fans are angry at Steve and then what percentage of fans would like have Steve's baby. I don't know, like, what is it, 50-50 right now? 60-40?
No.
I don't know.
I think more fans are starting to get just apathetic and angry at Steve and okay. Want to see a move. I think the Steve bots are just, that number is just getting reduced by the minute.
So I'm waiting because he got to bring it 8 days after free agency started. I have to wait because and you might be right. Kenny's going to be right. I know you guys are going to be right, and I'll be blowing the whistle in the freezing water. I know this. Okay. The point is,
look, stop.
No, the point is, no, I can't live in a world where you take the podium in year seven and it's Ian Mitchell, James Van Riemsdyk, you know what I like, and they'd be leaving $17 million in cap space on the table. There's no way. If that happens, they may as well just quit. So I'm holding out hope, and I know it's not a strategy.
What
I know that
what you are saying, Mike, makes total sense. It's like, okay, you're saving up this money for this one or two moves where you could bring in two guys making $7 million a year. But we're not seeing it, and it kind of goes, and it's like Steve kind of said, I'm not going to do much.
All right, I want to ask if I can say this and if it's legal. And I'll leave it to Kenny and you and David and certainly the listeners. I'm asking if this is okay to be feeling this. Is Yzerman scared? Is he gun shy? Like, if you're this risk averse, there's got to be something behind it. Is he worried that he's going to make his Javi Baez move? Like, what? No, I'm asking.
No, see, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think it's that. Hold on one second, Kenny. To me, it's more of a, I have a plan, and I'm not going to deviate from this plan.
Yeah, it's rigidity.
And I know, you know, it looks like it's not going to work, but I know deep down this will work, and he will not deviate from that plan.
I mean, it's similar to what you said. I wouldn't say scared. I would use the word stubborn. Like, okay. This is mine, and better I'm not word. Going to change.
Okay. Let's go to Owen, 97.1. Hi, Owen. Owen?
Owen, you there?
Yeah, he quit, too. That's fine. I want to.
Life raft didn't get to Owen fast enough.
I know. Let's go to Mick, 97.1. Mick, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for this topic. Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
So I would say this. I was apathetic heading into around the draft. Just, you know, seen this before. Gibson was nice. It was a nice move. And, you know, but still didn't move the needle. When Tarasenko's contract was dumped, yeah, you know what? I got excited, Mike. I got excited, Rigo. And thinking somebody was coming, somebody was on deck. And yeah, it could still happen, but let's be honest. Ekblad was already off the board. Gavrikov's gone. Miller, done. Our options are limited. My eggs are firmly in the Jason Robertson or bust basket. If this doesn't happen, you know, this team is going to just continue to move the goalposts to next year. But here's the thing. You look at those contracts, these guys that you signed today, you know, Mitchell, JVR, whomever. Here's the problem. You know, never mind Mitchell, who's going to be a Grand Rapids guy, but JVR, I'd much rather see Mazur up here. And listen, if you're going to play him only 10 minutes a night, again, give me Mazur with upside. We know what JVR is.
Yeah.
JVR is going to be a worse version of what he was this year. And next year, again, what is this team? If your youth is that good, if you're this high in your prospects, play him. Now, mind you, I want to see a splash. I want them to do a splashy move, but stop signing filler bums.
Correct.
Block all the matriculation. Stop it.
Mick, it Rico said it, though. It just feels like he just keeps buying time. And you get to a point where you're like, I put up, like, a great example is the goalie thing, Mick. I mean, John Gibson, for the entirety of the time he is here, is going to play a vast majority of the games. And it's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. then what was the point in waiting for Kosa all this time?
Right.
I just don't understand. Clear.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's clear that their minds aren't made up on Kosa. It's clear that Augustine is going to make them wait. Augustine, you know, recommitting or staying with yeah. State. You know, they draft another goalie high. Honestly, I think at least they read the writing on the wall there that Kosa might not be their guy. But here's the problem. You know, you've got MBN, you've got Danielson, you've got Mazur. All three of these guys, two of three of those guys should make this team. Will there be roster spots available? And I'm not worried about the AAV of guys like JVR. It's the fact that these are veterans who, listen, McClellan's going to want to play these guys. I would say, listen, you got to figure out what this team is. Is this team a rebuild that you're going to build on youth? Or do you want the buddy club of a bunch of retread veterans?
Yep.
Which is it?
It's like the deadline. We were all pining for a move, and Dylan Larkin took the bold step of, you know, putting his ass in the jackpot. And Steve went, okay, here's Craig Smith. What? Wait, yeah. What?
Unbelievable.
Mick, look, I'm holding out hope, buddy, but I got to tell you, the water's pretty cold.
Hey, man, let's go light some candles, say some prayers, do please. Some voodoo, Jason Robertson.
I hope so, because, I mean, Mick, we kind of need that laser beam meme thing to be true. We need that version of this guy because I won't even be angry if this is the offseason. It'll be complete apathy. And I fully admit this. I've never hidden from this. If you're going to do this job, you kind of got to pick your spots. You can't be perfect in everything. There's going to be a sport that falls to the wayside. I'm open about it. Hockey is that sport for me. There's more juice in the orange. Certainly football dominates my life, both here on the radio with you guys every day, but the podcast, the National Football Show, like football's my currency. Mm-hmm. That gets most of my time. Then it's basketball and baseball. And yes, I enjoy hockey, but I can't do everything all the time. Like, why do you think Stephen A. Smith is never right about anything and sounds like a half-wit most of the time? Because he's trying to be everything to everyone all the time on 8 million shows. You can't be great at anything at that level. At that point, everything just sounds like this. The reason I say it is, whether, you know, again, guys, you don't have to be Don Cherry or Elliot Friedman to be able to speak on these things. Like, we are versed enough in this to where we know it's not good enough. We know the players you're signing are not good enough. And demanding a splash isn't this idiotic, you don't know puck radio thing. No, it's actually correct. We're in year seven. They need something.
They need something, Mike. And because you're in year seven, I think actually the definition of splash has been reduced to, you know, puddle, trickle, something. We just want something.
Just blow the
splash
whistle.
Splash was 2 years ago.
Just blow the whistle.
Now it's just, yeah, throw a pebble in the pond.
There. Yep. Thanks. Thanks.
Now you're just hoping that boat hurts you and turns around. Help me.
I'm holding out hope, but my body temperature is decreasing.
Help me, please. Help me. Help me.
I'm starting to sound like Will Ferrell when Dr. Evil sends him to the pit of hell.
Help me. Oh, you shot me. You shot me in the arm.
Help me. Somebody, please. Okay. I'm holding out hope, man. Come on, Stevie, please. 248-539-9797. Your calls coming up next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.